Las Vegas. You know, it's this city built on bright lights, excitement, the promise of possibility, isn't it?
Absolutely. It has this incredible allure.
But what if you could, navigate that world with a bit more insight? An edge, maybe?
Play smarter, yeah. Enhance the whole experience.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into Las Vegas casinos. We're pulling insights straight from best Las Vegas tips for gamblers. Maximize your wins.
It's a good source. Lots of practical stuff in there.
Right. Our mission really is to give you the knowledge to play strategically, elevate your time there, and genuinely boost your potential.
Okay. Let's get into it.
So first off, the environment itself, it's not just random, is it?
Oh, definitely not. It's fascinating, actually, how meticulously these places are designed. They're not just rooms.
There's immersive environments.
Precisely. Crafted to captivate you, influence you, often subconsciously. Think about the layouts.
Means right, to keep you in.
Sort of, yeah. It prevents quick exits, encourages you to stay longer, explore more. But it's also things like no clocks, no windows.
Ah, losing track of time.
Exactly. It distorts your sense of time, keeps you in that bubble. And they place popular games, high-paying ones maybe, in busy areas.
To draw you in.
And the lights, the sounds, they're all engineered to grab and direct your attention. The whole goal is keeping you wandering, engaged, maybe losing track of, well, everything else.
That point about distorting time is powerful.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm walking in for the first time. What's like one specific trick, maybe something subtle that I'd probably miss?
A subtle one. Probably the flow, how they guide your movement without you noticing.
Flow. How does that work?
Well, it could be the carpet patterns, the placement of slot banks funneling you towards, say, the table games, or even scent systems used to evoke certain moods. It's very layered.
Wow. Okay. So knowing that, how does it give you an edge?
Awareness, just being conscious of it. Notice your own internal clock. Look at your watch. Step outside for a moment. Don't just get swept along by the designed current. Observe the layout before you dive in.
That makes sense. Be mindful of the stage before playing the game. Which brings us to the games themselves. Because, you know, the source really hammers this home. The odds aren't the same everywhere.
Not even close. That's crucial.
Slots look flashy, they pull you in, but statistically, maybe not your best bet.
Generally, no. If your goal is maximizing your chances or playtime, certain table games are better. The casino's biggest fear isn't just someone winning, it's someone playing smart.
Like blackjack.
Yes, blackjack is a prime example. If you learn and stick to basic strategy, the mathematically optimal way to play each hand, you can get the house edge down to around 1%, sometimes even less.
1%. So for every $100 bet over time, they expect to keep just a dollar.
Statistically, yes, over the long run. Then there's craps.
Right, craps seems complicated, but I hear good things about the odds.
Focus on the simple bets, the pass line bet, and crucially, the odds bet you can place behind it. That odds portion pays true odds. Zero house edge on that part. That's where.
Okay, zero house edge, that's huge. But what about slots? People love slots.
They do. And if you play slots, look for the RTP.
Return to player.
Yeah, return to player percentage. Aim for machines advertised with, say, 95% or higher. It means, theoretically, the machine pays back 95 cents for every dollar wagered over its lifetime. Higher RTP is better for you.
Got it. But slots are fun, right? That chance for a big jackpot. How do you balance fun versus stats?
It's about knowing why you're playing. Pure entertainment. Maybe slots with good RTP are fine. Want to make your money last longer? Have a better mathematical shot? Blackjack or craps with the right strategy is likely the way to go. Align the game with your goal.
Makes sense. Align the game with the goal. And maybe the most important goal should be managing your money.
Absolutely critical. Bankroll management. The source stresses this above almost everything else.
So set a budget before you go. Money you can truly afford to lose.
Yes, and stick to it rigidly. A great tip is breaking it down. Got $300 for the weekend. Maybe plan on $100 per day or even smaller amounts per session.
Prevents blowing it all at once.
Right. And just as important, know when to stop, walk away.
Even if you're winning, or especially if you're losing.
Both, really. But definitely if you're chasing losses, getting frustrated, or it just stops being fun, those are your signals. Time for a break.
Yeah, keep it enjoyable, which raises that question.
Mm-hmm.
How do we keep it fun, keep it responsible, but still try to play smart?
That's the balancing act.
And part of that balance, maybe, is using the casino's own systems, the loyalty programs.
Oh, definitely. Don't ignore those. They're designed to reward play.
Like MGM Rewards, Caesars Rewards.
Okay.
You earn points for gambling, but also dining, hotels.
Exactly. Those points can translate into real value. Free play credits, meal vouchers, discounted rooms, show tickets, sometimes even things you wouldn't expect.
So always sign up for the player's card.
Always. It costs nothing. And look out for sign-up bonuses or initial free play offers they might give new members.
Read the fine print, obviously.
Of course, but those perks can genuinely stretch your budget, extend your playtime, or just give you extra value, making the whole trip more enjoyable. You're getting comps for activity you were doing anyway.
Right. So putting it all together then, whether you're heading there for the first time or you go often.
Understanding the environment, choosing your games wisely based on odds and your goals.
Managing that bankroll strictly. Knowing when to walk away.
And leveraging those loyalty programs for all they're worth.
It seems like approaching Vegas with these strategies can really change the game for you.
It absolutely can. It shifts it from pure chance to a more informed, potentially more rewarding experience.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Next time you step onto that casino floor, armed with his info, what's the one thing, maybe a subtle design trick, maybe a specific game opportunity you'll look for first to really maximize your visit. Something to think about.